I spent roughly 10 years as a defense lawyer, and I came from a very wild childhood. My father was a federal fugitive, my mom a teenage mom and an addict, and I started drinking at 15, and I would continually drink for 20 years. And in the middle, I would end up working my way through college, master's degree, and law school. And I would become a criminal defense lawyer in New Jersey, tried many, many cases of some of, you know, the most violent types of cases you can imagine, murders, racketeerings, and things like that. In 2011, I was driving drunk, as I did so many times, and I hit someone. And I hurt them very badly. Thank God I didn't kill them. And I tried to lie my way out of it. And for that, I deservingly went to prison. And I was sentenced to 6 years in state prison in New Jersey. I served 17 months of that before I was paroled. And while I was in prison, I would watch folks go out to the halfway house. That's where you can go to work, right? And then they would be sent right back because they didn't have, they never fixed like $100, $200 traffic ticket or $50 ticket, right? So it generates a warrant because they can never pay. So that warrant has to be executed by a police officer, be arrested, sent to the county jail, and then back to prison with me. So I'm watching this happen over and over because I'm sitting in prison, right? And I'm like, you know, I put on my defense lawyer, law professor type hat on. And I'm like, this is the easiest problem in the world to fix. All you need are lawyers together, right, to do something about it. And I filed that in the back of my head, candidly.